Unit 17, Life in the Future.
本单元学习目标。一，通过本单元对话课的学习，学会以下日常交际用语。如何对他人的行动进行推测，如何表达某事发生的可能性等等。二，阅读课文 Life in the Future， 了解计算机在人类未来生活中的作用及人类对未来生活所关心的问题。三，学习名词性从句做同位语的用法。 Okay, now let's come to lesson 65. Listen to the tape with the following questions in mind.
What is being planned in the company?
A new factory may be built. Number two.
Why are they making this plan?
Because they can't produce goods quickly enough for their customers. And also many of their customers have to wait a long time for their goods. Okay, now let's come to the further understanding of the dialogue. Please read the dialogue silently and try to find out the answers to these questions.
What is the difficulty in building a new factory?
It is hard to find land for it.
Why do some people want the new factory to be built?
They want to encourage new industry in the area. And new jobs are needed because a number of people are out of a job. The next one.
Why are some other people against the new factory?
Because they don't want good farmland to be built on.
Who do you think will make the final decision?
It's likely that the manager will make the final decision. Okay, now next let's summarize the expression that people often use to express possibility. 好，下面我们来归纳总结一下有关表达可能性的一些个表达用语。Okay, now let's see. He may or he might or he may not or he might not.
They will. They will not.
It's likely that. It's not likely that.
It's not likely to. It's not likely to.
What do you think is likely to happen?
Do you think it's possible that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now next let's come to the language points. Number one.
Do you think our manager is going to have a new factory built? People have been talking of it a lot recently.
你认为我们经理会打算建一座新工厂吗？对这件事呢，人们最近一直谈论的很多呢。注意这里头 to have a new factory built 是使役动词 have 的复合宾语结构，也就是说 have 后面加名词呢，加动词的过去分词。For instance,
John is going to have his coat made to his measure.
Yeah, 也就是说约翰打算定做一件外衣，也就是让别人呢给他做一件外衣。所以这个短语这个结构呢往往表示这个动作呢由别人来完成，或者是叫某人做某事，使某事得以做成。 Okay.
Last year, our family had some money saved.
Last year, our family had some money saved. 去年我们家呢存了一点钱。再有呢，句子当中这个 have been talking 是现在完成进行时，它的结构呢是这样的 ：have 或者是 has been 后面加上动词的 ing 形式，表示现在以前这一段时间里一直在进行的动作。这个动作可能还在进行，也可能停止了一会儿。For instance,
Where have you been? What have you been doing?
I have been sitting in the next room all afternoon.
Children have been watching TV after school.
也就是说放学后孩子们一直在看电视。
The problem is finding land for it.
What this sentence means, well, the problem or the trouble is to find land for building the new factory. Okay?
问题是呢要找到建造新厂的这个土地。Finding land for it, 这个是动词 ing 短语在句中做表语。注意其中当中这个 it 呀是指这个上文所说的建厂这件事儿。注意不要把做表语的这个 ing 短语结构呢同现在进行时这个弄混了。For instance,
her job is cooking and washing.
Her job is cooking and washing. 这动词的 ing 在句子当中呢做表语。Okay, now next one.
She's cooking in the kitchen.
She's cooking in the kitchen. 她正在厨房做饭。这是动词的 ing 呢，就是现在进行时，表示动作正在进行。Okay, now next one.
New jobs are needed because a number of people are out of work.
Out of work here means do not have jobs, 失业。Number four.
But some people do not want good farmland to be built on.
Or we can also say some people do not want us to build the factory on good farmland. Or
some people do not want the factory to be built on good farmland.
Yep. Yeah.
谓动词 want 后面跟的这个是带不定式的复合结构 to be built on 是不定式的被动式在句子当中做宾语 land 的补足语当不定式的被动式呢做宾语补足语是一般情况下宾语是不定式动作的承受者 For instance
John didn't like himself to be praised like that
就是说约翰不喜欢自己受到这样的表扬相当于 John didn't like people to praise him like that.
Another example.
He wanted this topic to be talked about.
He wanted people to talk about this topic.
She expected her children to be looking after by her mother.
She expected her mother to look after her children.Okay, number five.
I can see the problem. I understand the problem.
Yeah. 对话当中还有一句是 What do you think is likely to happen? Be likely to do something 表示有可能会发生什么什么事情 For instance,
He's likely to visit China next year.
Yeah, 他很有可能明年来中国。The next one.
I think our manager would persuade the government to let him build a new factory.
Yeah. Well, persuade somebody to do something. 就是说说服某人做某事。For instance,
I persuaded him to stop smoking.
Mm-hmm. Well, so much for lesson 65.Now let's come to lesson 66, Life in the Future. Well, everybody knows that computers can be used in schools, in shops, in hospitals, and so on. Well, they are used in many fields. Today, we're going to read a passage about the use of computers in different areas. Now, read the passage quickly and try to find out the answers to the following questions.
How many fields are computers used in?
Well, computers are used in six areas or in six fields in the passage. Now, question two.
What are they?
Now, computers are used in
agriculture and industry.
Yeah,
and
personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
Trade and businesses.
Yep.
Space travel.
Mm-hmm.
Education, health, and research.
That's it. Well, next, please read the passage again, but carefully this time. After that, we will do a true or false exercise.
Computers can be used to control the growing conditions of plants. Here, the growing conditions refers to the watering, the light, and the soil.
Well, this sentence is false because here the growing conditions refers to the watering, the light, and the temperature, not the soil.
If people are away from home for some time, lights will go off themselves.
That is true.
The idea that surprises many people is that houses will be controlled by a central computer.
That is false, because the idea that surprises many people is that computers can recognize human voices. Number four.
Email will be used in the future conferences.
That's false. Well, video phones will be used in the future conferences. Number five.
The writer tells us that people realize the danger of the computer.
No, that's also false. Because the writer tells us that the computer has played and will play a very important part in various fields. Okay, so much for the true or false exercise. Now let's come to the language points. Okay, number one.
In glass houses, computers control the watering of the plants as well as the light and the temperature.
Okay, 就说在温室里, 计算机既控制作物的灌溉, 还控制光照和温度。 注意这里面, as well as, 表示也, 或者是还怎么怎么样, 或者是而且, for instance.
He speaks Spanish as well as French.
She's clever as well as beautiful. The next one.
She as well as I is going to Beijing.
请同学们注意, 这里面的 she as well as I, 后面的谓语动词用的是 is going to Beijing. 当 as well as 后面引出一个主语的时候, 注意谓语动词要随前面这个主语发生变化. Okay, the next one.
I'm going to Canada, and my friend is coming as well.
Okay, 这相当于 and my friend is coming too. As well 放在句尾表示也怎么怎么样。 Number two.
It is possible to work out whether you will save or lose money by increasing the temperature by 1 degree centigrade.
Okay, 也就是说温度增加一度，就你呢就会赚钱还是赔钱，计算机呢就有可能算得出来。这里面 work out 表示算出来或者是弄出来。 For instance,
the children couldn't work out the problem.
就是孩子们算不出来那道难题。再有呢，注意句子当中的 by， 它表示呢这个程度的增减。在本课当中第五自然段的最后有这么一句话。As
a result, cost will be reduced by as much as 90%.
因此火箭的成本呢将会降低 90% 之多。注意介词 by 的用法。 Number three.
Houses will be controlled by a central computer.
Okay. 也就是说这个房屋呢将由一台中央计算机进行控制。 句子当中所说的中央计算机叫 central computer， 是一个总控制台，通过它呢来对各项家务活动进行自动控制，比如说下文所说的照明开关呀、声音识别呀、气温调节、热水供应等等。 OK， number four，
The idea that computers can recognize human voice surprises many people.
嗯哼。Well, this means many people are surprised by the idea that computers can recognize human voices. 也就是说，计算机可以识别人的声音。这种想法呢，使许多人感到惊讶。再有，我们句子当中还有啊，课文当中还有这样的一个句子。
The possibility that the majority of the labor force will work at home is often discussed.
人们经常讨论大多数劳力呢将会在家里工作的这种可能性。注意在这两个句子当中啊，这个各有一个由 that 引导的从句，它们分别说明前面的名词，比如说像 idea， 还有一个 possibility， 或者说跟它们同位。因此呢，我们管这样的从句叫做同位语从句。在英语的某些名词，比如说像 belief、doubt、fact、hope、idea、news、possibility、thought 等等，在这些词后面通常可以由 that 引导的一个同位语从句。For instance,
I had no idea that he had already gone abroad.
也就是说，我还不知道他已经出国了。I had no idea， 我还不知道，不知道什么呢 ？That he had already gone abroad。那么后面这个句子呢是做 idea 的同位语，所以这是同位语从句。The next sentence.
The news that she had passed the entrance examination made her parents very happy.
她通过了入学考试，这条消息呢使得她父母非常的高兴。The next one.
The possibility that people would have to walk to the farm was not mentioned.
人们可能得步行去农场，这一点呢是没有提到过的。
The text tells us a fact that smoking does great harm to people's health.
嗯哼，这篇课文告诉我们一个事实，吸烟对健康有很大的危害。那么这是由 fact 后面带了一个同位语从句。那么有关同位语从句呢，我们过后再详细介绍。Number five.
People will be able to use the video phone for conference.
人们将能利用可视电话来开会。注意这里头 video phone， 或者我们也可以叫 video telephone， 它的意思是电视啊电话或者是可视电话。它是电视机和电话机相结合的设备。当双方通话时啊，不仅能听到对方的这个声音，同时呢还能看到对方的这种动态形象。那么利用这种设备呢，我们可以举行电视会议，即利用通信网络呢传达图像和声音，使这个主会场和分会场的景象和声音都可以由主会场的会接中心向各分会场播送，使分会场出席人呢都能看到听到。那么利用电视会议可以节省与会人员的时间和旅费，与电话会议相比较还可以提高会议的这个效率。 OK， number six，
They will be able to do drawing and send them by mail or by fax.
他们将能在家里制图，并通过这个邮寄或者是通过传真把图纸呢寄出去。那么这里头 by mail or faxby mail or by fax， 这个 by 是表示通过某种方式、手段或者是工具啊。这个比如说我们以前学过 by bus、by train 等等。For instance，
Should I tell him by phone？
我打电话告诉他好吗 ？The next one。
They got in touch with each other by radio。
他们彼此用无线电取得联系。OK， number seven。
Railways in Japan already use them to work out the best distance between trains.
Mm-hmm. Well, this sentence means railways use computers to work out the safe distance between trains traveling in the same direction along the track. 也就是说日本的这个铁路部门啊，已经用计算机算出列车之间的这个最佳距离了。
Well, so much for lesson 66. Now let's move on to lesson 67. Today, we're going to read another text about the future. But this writer has different opinions. Read the passage quickly and try to find out the answer to this question.
What three things does the writer suggest in this text?
I think the first one is spend less money, look after your health better, and use less energy. Well, let's come to the language points. Number one.
This is a waste of money, energy, and materials, and also causes pollution.
这是浪费金钱、能源和材料，并且呢造成污染。这 waste 呢为不可数名词，但是呢它可以和连用。For instance,
it's a waste of time to wait here.
There's too much waste in this house.
也就是说，这家人呢太浪费了。Now, number two,
many people, both young and old.Are against this expensive way of life.
Well, this sentence means many young and old people do not agree with this way of living.
这个句子当中的 be against 表示反对什么什么。For instance,
Lincoln was strongly against slavery. Possibly in the future, the wealth of the whole world will be shared more fairly among countries than it is now.
Well, this sentence means at present, some countries are much wealthier than others. It is possible that in future, the wealth will be distributed more equally.
也就是说整个世界的财富呢将来有可能比现在更加公平合理的在国与国之间分享。注意本句呢用了副词的比较级 more fairly, okay, here. 后面呢由连词 than 引导的表示比较的这个状语从句 than it is shared now. 这种比较状语从句通常要省略可以省略的词这样以避免重复。For instance,
Betty comes to school earlier than other students.
Okay, now next one. It snows more often in Beijing than in Wuhan. 相当于 than it does or than it snows in Wuhan. Okay.
Meanwhile, they will do their best to produce more energy from the wind and sun.
同时呢他们还得竭尽全力来开发风能和太阳能。Meanwhile, 或者我们还可以说 in the meantime, 它是个副词表示与此同时在这期间。For instance,
Tom was cutting grass and meanwhile Adam was planting corns.
就是说 Tom 呢在这个割草与此同时呢 Adams 在种玉米。Another one.
Mother went shopping. Meanwhile, I cleaned the house.
Okay, so much for the explanation of lesson 67. Now let's come to the grammar part of this unit.
好，下面我们来看一看本课的这个语法重点。同位语从句呢，是这个本单元的语法重点。我们说用作同位语的从句呢叫做同位语从句它一般呢跟在某些名词的后面比如说像 belief, fact, hoped, idea, news, problem, possibility 等等用来说明或解释前面的名词那么引导同位语从句的词最常见的是连词 that OK 比如说在27页当中 word study 中有第一句
The possibility that people would have to share rooms was not mentioned.
也就是说人们不得不合住房间这种可能性并没有提出来过。 那么句子当中的这个同位语从句与名词呢，这个 possibility 同位，以说明这种可能性的这个内容的。那么在这个 word study 当中，其他九个句子当中的这个 that 从句都和它前面的名词有同位关系。那么引导同位语从句的词啊，除了连词 that 以外，还有连接副词 how, when, where, why 等等。那么这时候呢，它都有各自的含义，比如说什么时候或者是怎样等等。就是说当句子呢什么这个意思都不缺的时候，我们由 that 引导，但是有其他意思的时候，我们可以换 when, how 等等。 For instance,
I have no idea when Jack will be back.
我不知道 Jack 什么时候会回来。 Now next one,
He can't answer the question how he got the money.
这笔钱他是怎么样得到的，对这个问题呢他不能回答。好，我们来看这两个句子。第一句话 ,we expressed the hope that they had expressed. 也就是说我们表达了他们曾经表达过的那种希望。第二句 ,we expressed the hope that they would come to visit China again. 我们表示希望他们再来中国访问。那么请同学们注意，第一句话这是一个定语从句，这是由 that 引导的一个定语从句，而第二句话呢，这是由 that 引导的一个同位语从句。那么同位语从句与定语从句的区别，我们来看一看。我们可以从下面三点来说明两者的区别。首先从语法角度讲，注意引导同位语从句这个 that 它是个连词， OK， 只起一个连接的作用，在从句中并不做任何这个句子成分，也就是说它在从句当中没有任何成分充当。而引导定语从句的这个 that 它是个关系代词，除了连接起这个连接作用以外，它还在从句当中呢充当某个成分。比如说在这句当中，这个 that 相当于这个 they had expressed that hope， 这个 that 在定语从句当中充当的是宾语。那么从语义角度讲来呢，这个同位语从句呢与前面的这个名词它有这个同位的关系，表示这个希望的内容是他们会再来访问中国。而定语从句呢与前面的这个名词是所属关系，表示什么什么的，也就是他们曾经表达过的表示过的，它起一个修饰作用。换句话说，就是说同位语从句它往往呢是阐明它前面的名词的内容，而定语从句呢它是用来限定它前面的名词的范围或补充一些情况。再有呢第三个区别就是同位语从句的连词 that 我们说一般不能省略，而定语从句的关系代词 that 当它在句子当中充当宾语的时候，我们常常可以省略掉。好，我们再看两个例句。
The news that I heard was very exciting.
Okay, the news that I heard was very exciting. 这是由 that 引导的一个定语从句，修饰前面的先行词 the news. Okay, the next one.
The news that our team had won was very exciting.
The news that our team had won was very exciting. 也就是说我们对获胜的那个消息特别令人兴奋。那么这时候请同学们注意，这个 that 引导的一个从句呢是一个同位语从句，它是做 news 的同位关系。那么这时候它是用来解释说明 news 的这个具体的内容的。好，同位语从句我们就讲到这里。 So much for unit 17. That's all.